probably like to buy them. And that's what gave her the idea to set up the website.
What exactly is it?
Well, it's a website where people who have just broken up with a partner can sell presents and other things that they don't want anymore. Maybe because they remind them of their ex. Or maybe, as the name suggests, because they never liked these things anyway. And the idea, which I think is genius, is that they also tell the personal story behind the thing they're selling. Annabelle calls it sell and tell.
What kinds of things do people sell on the website?
Oh, everything. From something as small as a teddy bear to really expensive things like an engagement ring or a vacation. To give you an idea, today on the site, one seller is offering a 3-day honeymoon package at a luxury hotel in New York City, and a woman is selling her ex-boyfriend's car. And they're selling all these things at very good prices. So on Never Liked It Anyway, you can get a bargain and also help someone who's going through a breakup.
Thanks, Janice. And that's all we have time for today.
4.32.
We're talking about great new shopping websites, and I think we have time for one more. Janice, can you tell us about it?
Well, it's called NeverLikedItAnyway.com. It's a very creative name for a website, as you'll hear. This site was the idea of an American woman named Annabelle Acton. She was living in New York City with her boyfriend, who is English. He had invited her to travel to London with him at Christmas to meet his family. But 5 days before Christmas, they broke up. Now, unlike some of us, Annabelle didn't want to sit around crying and eating ice cream. She wanted to do something positive.
So what gave her the idea for the website?
Well, after the breakup, Annabelle was left with a plane ticket to London that she didn't need. She also had jewelry that she didn't want anymore, and she had tickets to a concert that she didn't want to go to without her boyfriend. She also had paintings that they had bought together that she didn't want on her wall anymore. She didn't want any of these things herself, but she thought someone somewhere would